10 traits to magnify your personal power.
It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and I'm delighted to be bringing you this podcast on a daily basis now, Monday through Friday, and it's not time dated. So you can listen to any podcast at any time. The information doesn't change. The help you need is as close as your radio or your computer or your iPhone. We're here in the trenches with you, helping you empower your life with the law of attraction. I want to take a moment and simply say this. I believe that one of the problems in today's world is lack of total and complete commitment. We see that in marriages, breaking up left and right because there's a lack of commitment. We see that in relationships, breaking up left and right because there's a lack of commitment. We see businesses failing at an all-time rate because there's a lack of commitment. We see companies that are earning $200,000 a year that should be earning $2 million a year, but they're barely getting by because of lack of commitment. I'm really shocked. But even clients who pay for life coaching or miracle mentoring or daily service, even these clients who've already paid, oftentimes don't show up. Lack of commitment. It's just a malaise that has infiltrated so many people. If you want to stand out, if you want to be different, you've got to get skin in the game. You've got to throw yourself into the fire and put yourself completely into whatever it is you're trying to build or create. It's your life we're talking about. I have a wonderful client, and she called me up a half hour late the other day. And I don't mind if as long as I get a text. But I didn't get a text. She just called a half hour late. And I said, it's important that as you are creating and rebuilding your life to attract the kind of money and happiness you want, that you not live with these fuzzy lines, this diluted kind of commitment. I'm telling you, you've got to get fired up. You've got to get skin in the game. You've got to take action if you want to change your life. Otherwise, you'll know a lot of stuff, but not a damn thing will change. Period. Let's get on to these 10 traits now to magnify your personal power. And I'm serious. I want you to be successful. I want you to have everything you want in life. I love being around people that are successful. They're happy. They're optimistic. Their energy glows. You can be one of those people. But you need to make commitments and stick with them. That's the key. And if you're like a jellyfish, you're not going anywhere. You're just going to float wherever the tide takes you. Now let's get on to the 10 traits to magnify your personal power. Number one, I think this is essential. Don't dwell in the past. Okay, it's good to revisit the past from time to time to enjoy some happy memories. But dwelling in the past, dwelling on who betrayed you, who didn't, who wasn't there for you, who put you in harm's way, you know, it's not productive. It zaps your personal power. And that zaps your ability to awaken the law of attraction and begin attracting the life you want. Number two, stop trying to please everyone. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I offend you? You see what I'm saying? Stop trying to please everyone. You are who you are. You're not going to please everyone. You just want to be the most authentic individual you can be. When you try to please everyone, you please no one, including yourself, and you give away your personal power. Number three, enjoy alone time. You know, too many people, wow, 5 minutes alone and they're just going out of their skull. You need this alone time to recalibrate, to refocus, to redefine who you are, where you're going, what you're doing, what you're attracting. So embrace alone time. It's good for you. Next, number four, embrace change. I'm not talking about accepting change. I'm talking about embracing it. Look, the one thing that's for certain on this planet is that everything is the same, yet everything is changing. Every day you wake up and you're alive, the players on the planet have changed. Some are gone. New ones are just coming into age. Everything changes every day. It never stays the same. So embrace it. Embrace new ideas. Embrace new locations. Embrace new people. Embrace change. You know, we're looking for someone. We're looking for someone special that can become a true miracle mentor and alchemy life coach. Do you think you might be that person? Do you think that you would like to help others manifest miracles in their life? We want to hear from you. We'll be right back after this.
Are you looking for a new direction for your life? Are you tired of working for the man at your dead-end job? Is there a yearning inside of you to help others? You could be a candidate to join Robert Zink's Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaching Team. Miracle Mentors and Alchemy Life Coaches Robert Zink and Rachel Hawes invite you to join this 6-month intensive to become a certified Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach. You will learn the secrets of the ancient mystery schools, energy healing, magic, Kabbalah, hermetics, hypnosis, NLP, advanced secrets of the law of attraction, and more. As a certified miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, you will be able to guide others to personal empowerment, success, and abundance. Call now to join the team, 775-298-5052. That's 775-298-5052. Clearly leave your name and number so we can get started right away. Enrollment is filling up fast. For more information, write to lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com. It's time for you to bring deep purpose to your life. Start the Certified Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaching Intensive today.
Number five, give up criticism. Your vibration just gets so ugly when you're constantly criticizing other people. Focus on other people's strengths, what they're doing right, and compliment. Stop criticizing. There's nothing good that comes from being a critic. Our next one, realize your mind has no boundaries. Stop placing limitations upon yourself and start understanding that you can put your mind any place, anywhere, anytime, and you can uncover new information, new ideas. you can open up a dialogue with higher consciousness, you have no boundaries. And all these limitations you place on yourself, you do it mostly out of fear. Our next one, get away from negative people. There's nothing positive about hanging out with negative people. They're going to give you 100 reasons why you can't do something. Well, it can't be done. They're not hiring. Can't be done. This is not going on. This is not happening. Blah, 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 blah. Get away from those people. Find can-do people. Make them your friends. You're only lowering your own vibration when you're surrounding yourself with negativity from negative people. Number 7, don't fall for temporary pleasure. When you set your intentions, when you set your goals, they should be focused on long-term pleasure, long-term happiness, long-term success. And when you fall for temporary pleasure, when you have a binge one night, and all of a sudden you're in jail because you have a DUI, that wasn't a smart move. You fell for the temporary pleasure of the alcohol or the weed or whatever it was you were using, and there you go. There you go. You messed up your life. Now you've got to dig out. And, you know, there are ways to dig out from almost anything, but the truth of the matter is, why waste your time having to dig out when you can be moving forward? It's okay to have temporary pleasure. But ask yourself, what is the cost? What is the cost of this temporary pleasure? Sometimes there's no cost other than maybe money or time. So that's okay. But other times, there can be a huge price to pay. Next, focus on what you can control. There are areas of your life that you can control. You can always control the kitchen, have it clean, spotless, shiny. You can control your office. You can control the interior or exterior of your car. Always go get a wax job, right? Some things you can control. Focus on those areas of life. Other things you cannot control. You know, worrying about them, focusing on them, putting energy into them is not going to empower you. Last, and I think this is important, engage. Engage actively, actively in gratitude on a daily basis. Make gratitude the key. Focus on it. 1-2 minutes a day. It changes, it shifts your whole energy field. You start vibrating at a higher vibration and you're open to more opportunities, more benefits of life. Hey, we're out of time. Thanks so much for listening. And be sure to visit our website, www.lawofattractionsolutions. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. I promise your life will never be the same. Have a great day. You deserve it. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.